Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to another episode of Survival Mode Exit, Thrive Mode Activated. Today, we're diving into something super important, something that affects all of us, even those who pride themselves on being masters of multitasking, prioritizing your mental health in a world that seems to run 24/7. Ever feel like your to-do list is longer than the periodic table? You know that feeling when you're trying to juggle work deadlines, family commitments, social obligations, and maybe even squeeze in a workout or two. It's enough to make anyone want to pull their hair out, right? But here's the thing, we can't pour from an empty cup. If we don't prioritize our mental health, it's like driving with an empty gas tank. Eventually, we're going to run out of steam and crash. So how do we actually do this? How do we make time for our mental well-being in a world that constantly demands our attention? Buckle up, because I'm about to share 5 key takeaways that can seriously level up your mental game. First off, recognize the signs. We all have those moments when we feel overwhelmed, stressed, or just plain burnt out. But sometimes, it's easy to brush these feelings aside and keep pushing forward. Pay attention to your body. Are you getting enough sleep? Is your appetite changing? Feeling irritable or anxious more often than usual? These could be signs that your mental health needs some TLC. Second, make time for self-care. This doesn't have to be anything fancy, a hot bath, reading a good book, spending time in nature, even just taking a few deep breaths can work wonders. The key is to find activities that truly recharge you and make time for them regularly. It's not selfish, it's essential. Think of self-care like prepping your mental engine. You wouldn't run your car without oil changes, right? Third, set boundaries. Learning to say no is a superpower. You don't have to be everything to everyone all the time. Saying no to unnecessary commitments frees up space for things that truly matter, like taking care of yourself and nurturing your relationships with people who bring you joy. Fourth, connect with others. We're social creatures, and human connection is vital for our well-being. Make an effort to spend quality time with loved ones, join a club or group, or even just strike up a conversation with a stranger. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Finally, don't be afraid to seek professional help. There's no shame in reaching out for support when you need it. Therapists can provide invaluable guidance and tools to navigate life's challenges and prioritize your mental health. It takes courage to ask for help, but it's often the most empowering thing you can do. Let me share a quick story that hits home for me. Remember that time I was juggling 3 projects at once, trying to launch a new product line, and also planning my sister's wedding? Talk about chaos. I felt like a hamster on a wheel, constantly spinning but getting nowhere fast. Then, I realized, I had completely neglected my own needs. I wasn't sleeping enough, eating properly, or even taking time to exercise. I was running on fumes. That's when I decided to prioritize. I started saying no to extra commitments, carving out time for yoga and meditation, and making sure I got at least 7 hours of sleep every night. And guess what? It made a world of difference. I felt calmer, more focused, and actually more productive. My creative juices were flowing again, and I was able to handle everything with grace and ease. That's the beauty of prioritizing your mental health. It's not just about feeling good, it's about living a more fulfilling and successful life. It allows you to show up fully in all areas of your world. So, what are you going to do today to put your mental health first? Maybe it's scheduling a relaxing walk in nature, setting aside time for a hobby you love, or simply taking a few minutes to breathe deeply and appreciate the little things. Remember, small steps can lead to big changes. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a reminder to prioritize their well-being. And let me know in the comments what your favorite self-care rituals are. I'm always looking for new inspiration. Until next time, remember, you deserve to thrive.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.